Well, we've been in Branson for about 25 years now, and I've kind of succeeded at a lot of things in Branson, including having my own show and being able to take Teresa and myself out on the road and supply the needs, supply what we need by doing that road work, and even bring us down to the Rio Grande every winter for 2.5 months of work, which we just did 33 shows. But at the same time, there comes a time when you want to do something different. And I've been in Nashville for 15 years before I moved to Branson, and I just had a calling that it was time to come back. And we were welcomed back with open arms by a lot of our friends, people at John A's down there in Music Valley Drive, and, of course, some of the places on Broadway that's so popular these days with the kids and the old people. And so it's a place for me to go and play the kind of music I love to play. And have a band and do it like we did in Branson, really, to be honest with you. In fact, some of the coaches we have in Branson be visiting us in Nashville. So it's I'm always going to do the same thing. You know, that's a Cajun fiddle player. We're always going to play Jambalaya and Julie Blonde. But in Nashville, it's going to be fun because I got a lot of guys there. Of course, the Opry's there, and we still have connections with that. So and, there's all kind of different avenues to take as far as Nashville's concerned, the songwriting, the recording studios, and everything else. So I'm looking forward to it, and at the same time, we'll be leaving a lot of great friends and a lot of great memories in Branson. But that's what being in the music business is all about, as far as I'm concerned, is making friends and making memories.